USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second time in 3 days, the Senate has failed to move a massive economic stimulus bill forward. A key procedural vote failed to hit the 60-vote threshold, failing 49 to 46. Republicans, including Senator Susan Collins of Maine, are getting fed up.
I cannot believe that the answer to this crisis, as we move to address the economic consequences that are so severe for the people of this country, that the answer from our friends on the other side of the aisle is delay, delay, delay.
In a teleconference at FEMA headquarters, Vice President Mike Pence is encouraging governors to reach out to the White House if they need anything to combat the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No one is immune to the Chinese coronavirus, and that goes for members of the news media as well. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over the weekend, Fox News Media announced at least four of its employees had contracted the virus at various locations. An ABC News staffer working at the network's 47 West building in New York City had tested positive for it, and also another TV newser, a staffer for Lou Dobbs' Fox Business Show, also contracting it. Andy Cohen, the latest Hollywood figure to test positive for it. The news coming just hours after he announced he would be moving his popular late-night talk show, Watch What Happens Live, to his New York City apartment after work-from-home orders had been instituted by the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, speaking in Washington, D.C., says the mobilization of National Guard troops in Washington State, California, and New York is not a move toward martial law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
General Motors is teaming up with a leading medical supply company to make more ventilators as fears of a nationwide shortage grow each day. Ventech Life Systems will use General Motors logistics, purchasing, and manufacturing expertise to build more of the ventilators. We're also seeing business owners step up to the plate as well to help people out in a time of need. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban joins Fox News and says he knew he needed to do something when the news of the coronavirus spreading got worse.
Well, I mean, look, it was obvious that people who were getting paid by the hour live paycheck to paycheck, and they were going to suffer the most. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world financially, and it was the least I can do. And I'm glad other people followed the example. It wasn't my intention. I just wanted to help out our workers.
Cuban is also helping his employees by footing the bill when they order food from local businesses.
So we're trying to do a lot of those things, right? So we have reimbursed our employees and affiliates if they go and eat locally by ordering in. We're also, I mean, look, the healthcare providers that are on the front lines, they are the absolute heroes. And so we've gone out, and the ones that are doing testing in parking lots, we're actually delivering one-off meals to each of them. So we have them pre-wrapped, ready to go. We're working with all of our players. Each and every one of the Mavericks contributed a lot of money to make sure for an ongoing period, as long as we're through this, we're delivering meals while they're out there doing testing in the parking lots.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.